You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's John and Gordy lounging in the afternoon.
Yeah. Just taking a little breather here, you know? Just relaxing in the tiki bar area.
It's so easy to relax in
our
the
studios.
Tiki bar. It really is, you know, the candlelight.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
855-752-4842 is our number. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
And the swinging pineapples from the ceiling.
Like that.
Oh, it's always a good feeling.
Yeah. You know? Rocker will be here in about a half hour. And he'll give us his Max Inc. preview.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of music's going to jump in,
you know,
through the jukebox here.
It's good old Hawaiian music.
Yeah, why not?
Let's talk about what's going on in Greenland, because we were kind of touching on that subject just a little bit here.
Yeah. What's the latest?
Well, NATO countries are now sending troops to Greenland.
Oh, yeah.
I got this clip from Chris Hayes last night. I thought he kind of put this thing together pretty well. So why don't we listen to this? It's 2:23.
His explicit threats of military action against Greenland entered a new phase today with the announcement that Denmark is now effectively wargaming against a U.S. invasion. Today, Denmark, which controls Greenland, did what was once unthinkable, protectively moving military assets onto the island. And so you have Germany and Sweden sending military forces. France now plans to send troops as well. The United Kingdom is considering contributing forces, while Norway says it stands in solidarity with Greenland.
Today, we came here following a number of, remarkable public comments on Greenland and Arctic security. The president has made his view clear, and we have a different position. For us, ideas that would not respect territorial integrity of the Kingdom of Denmark and the right of self-determination of the Greenlandic people are, of course, totally unacceptable.
On Greenland, sir, the Premier of Greenland said today, we prefer to stay with Denmark. Do you see that as the
Who
final
said
word?
That?
The Premier of Greenland.
Well, that's their problem. That's their problem. I disagree with him. I don't know who he is. Don't know anything about him. But that's going to be a big problem for him.
I don't want to be American. I like my home country. It's Greenland. This is where I'm born, and there's where I want to live. So I don't want to lose our culture, because if we want, and if we be a part of America, we will lose our culture. We will lose our language. Yeah, so I don't want to be American.
He's trying to buy people. We don't get bought up here. You can maybe buy a president in the United States, but you cannot buy the people of Greenland. That's the thing. We can take the money, use it in our own way, but we will not change our mind.
Okay, so those are the folks in Greenland, the people that the president wants to conquer, right? He wants to occupy. He wants to subdue. What about Americans? A new Reuters poll shows that just 17% of Americans approve of Trump's efforts to acquire Greenland. And only, get this, 4% support using military force.
So
it's not
there
real popular.
No, not really.
But he's probably not really looking at the polls or surveys or any advice from the people that work for him.
France is sending military, also along with Germany, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and the Netherlands, and the UK.
Yeah.
They're all...
The NATO countries have sent their troops there.
Yeah. Limited deployment there.
Because it could be one of those surprise attacks, just like in Venezuela.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I put these clips together just to kind of tell that same story. So if we could play 224 and enjoy.
Okay.
I would like to make a deal, you know, the easy way. But if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way.
And it has to start with an interview that I saw with one of the president's senior policy advisors, Stephen Miller, on CNN a couple of nights ago. Mr. Miller said that
the real question is, by what right does Denmark assert control over Greenland? The United States is the power of NATO. for the United States to secure the Arctic region, to protect and defend NATO and NATO interests, obviously Greenland should be part of the United States.
Folks, amateur hour is over. You don't speak on behalf of this U.S. Senator or the Congress. You can say it may be the position of the President of the United States that Greenland should be a part of the United States, but it's not the position of this government. And I'm sick of stupid.
All people in Denmark are really afraid, really concerned, also in Greenland, that tomorrow the Danish and the Greenlandic government will be presented for an ultimatum. This is a take it or leave it. And also that they will be completely thrown under the bus by J.D. Vance and insulted and humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Really, it is. To me, it's ownership. Ownership is very important, you know.
Why is ownership important here?
Because it's what I feel is psychologically needed for success. I think that ownership gives you a thing that you can't do, whether you're talking about a lease or a treaty. Ownership gives you things and elements that you can't get from just signing a document that you can have a bet.
So you're going to ask them to buy it.
Important to you or to the
psychologically United? Important for me. Now, maybe another president would feel differently, but so far I've been right about everything.
Okay.
No. Wow. No, you haven't. No. And that's a dangerous thing.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
It really strikes me. Do you know who that was at the beginning who said, what right does Denmark have to Greenland anyway? Because I imagine, like, for anybody to say that, what right does the U.S. have to Alaska or Hawaii? Just because it's not physically connected, like they, right. It's part of the country. Right. It's just how it is.
Yeah. Well, it's part, I mean, the Denmark has had them, I mean, since the 1850s or 60s.
Something like that,
I mean,
yeah.
Something the middle, you know,
well,
part
you know,
of that century.
And will Greenland have a right to vote in our elections? That's the other question. It could sway the election right there.
We have a military base up there. Now, it's not big.
They can do anything. He can do anything he wants. He can put as many military troops up there as he wants. He could have battleships up there. He could do anything. They are allowing him to do that. It's in a treaty. He can do this, but he wants to own it.
Yeah.
And it's good for his mental, I don't know, craziness that he has. He's got a problem.
He's got an ego problem.
I've said he's got a problem. It's
pretty well documented.
Malignant narcissism.
That's it.
It is just overwhelming, everything he does.
Allie says, Greenland, not Orangeland.
That's right.
Good. We're getting a few
I don't know. It's
here.
Just it really is so bizarre. And you know, the problem, of course, going against your own NATO countries is the fact that, you know, it would be abandoning the NATO alliance.
Right. And it's actually breaking the rules of NATO.
Yeah. NATO countries would no longer have the United States as a backup.
Yeah.
And that is an open invitation for Russia to continue their aggression.
Sure.
In the area.
Yep.
So, the implications are so dramatic. It's just stunning to me. All right, let's kind of go back to Venezuela here, because this is something else. The Trump administration's first sale of Venezuelan oil is valued at $500 million.
Oh, really?
And most of that money went to Qatar.
Really? Why?
For security reasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's unclear why money held in Qatar would be, I guess, less at risk of being seized or stolen or confiscated.
Is that in Trump's private account in Qatar?
It is. Actually, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How did I guess that?
Senator Elizabeth Warren said, there's no basis in law for a president to set up an offshore account that he controls.
Well, so why not?
So that he can sell assets seized by the American military.
Wonderful.
Which seems like a big thing.
Yeah.
And that is precisely a move that a corrupt politician would be attracted to.
Well,
and he is attracted to it, and he is doing it.
Jeez.
And remember, of course, the Qatari royal family gave Trump a $400 million luxury airliner.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I wonder if there's any connection there.
Well,
yeah.
The gift came after Trump Their family business had secured a deal to build a golf resort in Qatar. So
it all comes back to golf. It's all about golf. What? He doesn't really care about any of these other things, just golf.
And who knows? Maybe he'll start trying to buy the countries where his golf courses are.
Okay.
You know, try that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just, we've having gone private, into crazy land
having
here.
Offshore private accounts where he's putting money from Venezuela. I don't get that.
Well,
how is this even possible? It sounds very corrupt. Sounds very wrong.
It sounds very illegal. Yes, on every front you can imagine.
Every way you can think about it, right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, man.
Phone lines are back open if you want to jump in. Now's a good time. 855-752-4842.
No answers here. I wish we had a right winger who could answer some of these questions for us. But
really?
Yeah, they can't focus.
No.
They're always on some other subject. They what about this? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You never bring up this. And
right.
I'm so tired of those kind of diversions. Yeah. But we do have a few, right? I mean, and they have called us. Show, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Getting their opinions on that. We had Stuart, Gary, Paul, a few others. Mm-hmm. And we always love hearing from you. So if you have any questions or if you'd like to correct anything that Gordy has said, let me know.
Sure. Why not?
Well, okay. All right. How about this? This is something out of, again, this is Minnesota. Boy, they're in the news, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
The federal government is cutting $2 billion of Medicaid funding to Minnesota. This is a dramatic amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So it really affects seniors and people that need this, that can't get around on their own. This is really an important dollar amount that could really hurt Minnesota. This isn't just to punish. This is just dangerous actions by the Trump administration.
Okay.
Medicaid funding is going to be cut by $2 billion. It's just hard to wrap my head around this. Let's listen to cut 227 here. All right, let's
in Minnesota, nearly 1.2 million seniors and people with disabilities rely on Medicaid, money that pays for their care. Now this critical funding is in jeopardy.
This is unprecedented.
A new letter from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, says it will withhold more than $2 billion this year in federal funds after it claims the state fails to adequately identify, prevent, and address fraud, waste, and abuse in its Medicaid program. This comes after the state sent CMS this five-page letter outlining steps it's taking to bolster program integrity, including a prepayment review of reimbursements in more than a dozen high-risk programs. But last week,
enough is enough.
CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz said the plan is deeply insufficient.
And we want a sense of urgency to fix this, as well as clear milestones to hold Minnesota accountable on progress.
It's not corrective action, it's a punitive action.
On Tuesday, DHS leaders blasted the decision and said they will appeal.
There are no facts to support withholding all funds from 14 programs.
Hmm. There you go.
Okay.
Dangerous stuff.
Yes. I mean,
this is nothing to laugh at.
Mm-hmm. Got a short break here. When we come back, we're going to find out some thoughts from a high schooler that went to that protest at the state capitol right down the street from us. That's coming up on John and Gordy.
WMD. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's a Goodfoot thing.
Mm-hmm.
John and Gordy.
And coming up in about 15 minutes, Rocker will be with us with a Max Inc. preview. You know, yesterday, or was it day before? Day before yesterday, they had the protest up at the Capitol with the high schoolers. I think it was yesterday.
I thought it was yesterday.
Okay. And they had high schoolers from East High and West High.
Yep.
And apparently they walked out of classes and each made their way to the Capitol and ran into one of these high schoolers and wanted to get her impression of the protest at the Capitol.
All right.
Here we go.
Tell me about the rally that you went to today at the Capitol. What happened there?
Well, so I walked down with my friend because we believed in what we were walking out for, which was anti-ICE. And then when we actually got there, it was, in my opinion, not organized well enough. There were a lot of people that didn't seem to know what they were doing, why they were there, and what was going on, which was a little disheartening. And then when we actually got in there, me and my friends were trying to watch the people that were going to speak, because we're short, we were on the ground floor trying to see over people's heads. And if I'm going to be honest, I could barely hear what anyone was saying. Like, the megaphone was horrible. And that was kind of sad, because I really did want to hear what people were saying. But it also didn't seem like anyone that was speaking had anything prepared. And that came across as a little messy. But overall, like, it is the thought that counts. So I do think they did well on, like, getting out there and having a bunch of people. But there were parts that were kind of messy.
How did you find out about the rally? Did the administration know about it?
Yeah, they did. And I don't know exactly when it was planned, but I saw a post on Instagram that my friend sent me that was talking about it. And that's when I found out about it.
Do you think it was most of the school, half of the school,
less than half? I think less than half, maybe. Yeah. I don't know exactly, because it was both east and west. So when we actually got there, it was kind of mixed.
Okay, well, that's the impression.
That's good.
Yeah, it went well. It was peaceful and everything. Yeah. But I think they kind of just sprung it on the kids, that they spread the word on Instagram.
Well, that's the way it happens sometimes.
Yeah. It was not spontaneous but I think they got the word the day before.
Used to those immediate protests.
Yeah, flash mob.
Yeah, flash mob.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I appreciate that. High schooler giving us her thoughts.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm glad she actually said something about it. You know, they're not highly organized, especially if it's, you know, kind of a flash protest, but it still works out.
Right. Still made their point.
Yeah.
And as she said, that got the point across.
And maybe these reflections will help if they have another thing they want to protest about. Maybe it'll be more organized next time.
Well, right. And she did say, it's the thought that counts.
Okay, so a lot of people are out there wondering, well, gee, I wonder if Venezuela's Machado gave Trump the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right, because she received it.
She did give it to him.
She gave it to him?
She did give it
to him. Are you kidding?
She is eyeing up, heading up Venezuela, isn't she?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the opposition leader there, so...
Unbelievable.
What a kiss up.
Really? Well,
Maria Corina Machado.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sounds like
gave up her peace medal. Hung around his neck.
Yeah.
That is so disgusting.
I just.
You know, the thing here is the
corruption.
Why would he take it? Wouldn't that be the sleaziest, most ridiculous way to receive any kind of peace prize?
Well, maybe it's a nice-looking trophy. I don't know. He wanted something else to put on the shelf. Well, he doesn't care if it has his name on it.
Well, he did take the FIFA Peace Prize, which was completely fake and phony and whatever, and a kiss-up for FIFA. But I'll tell you what, this is disgusting. This is an actual Peace Prize winner.
Yes.
And
it's not up to her to give it to somebody else.
But it is in this circle. She thinks it's a good thing to do.
Okay.
And you know who's not going to turn it down? Trump.
Donald Trump, right.
Unbelievable. So I don't know how he's going to explain to any guest walking through the building, when here's my peace prize that I didn't win but was given to by the person who actually received the peace prize.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
He's not going to say that,
He's never going to say anything about it.
They gave me the peace prize.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, this would be fertile ground for CJ to try to explain his way out of, but he couldn't.
No.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
Now we can rest easy. Now maybe he won't push so hard to get a peace prize.
Right.
We can leave
this
thing in the dust.
He's going to put his name on it. You watch.
Spend the money from his Qatar bank account.
Sending it to the print shop right now.
Good God.
Okay.
And this is just, no one's stopping him from doing any of this.
No.
The Senate gave up on him moving into other countries on his own, surprising everybody, including the Congress.
Congress
I don't know.
Totally in his back pocket, just like the Supreme Court.
Going to Greenland, destroy NATO, give Russia another chance to take over that whole hemisphere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
And we're only through year one.
Year one.
Got three more years of this. Oh, my God. Okay. Time for a news update. And when we come back, Rocker will join us.
We've
with
got
a
some
Max Inc. preview.
Statewide local music for you.
Yep. Some great stuff lined up. Stay with us. It's John and Gordy.
Hold on. We're coming. This is John and Gordy in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And Rocker will join us in just a moment. We've got a call that's been hanging on for a while. Let's head to La Crosse and Rita. Good afternoon, Rita.
Hello. I'm very angry, but I just want to say it's time to impeach, convict, and remove, and get rid of Trump.
Yeah.
We can't keep going on like this. We had a gathering on Friday. There was only maybe about 40 people in La Crosse in front of the courthouse, but the word got around, so Sunday we had another one. We had to have over 300 people in La Crosse marching on Sunday.
Wow. That's great.
And on the news they said only 100, but that wasn't true because Steve and I keep counting all these people.
Over and over.
Oh, good for you.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, we got to get out there and start pushing at least impeachment. And he knows it as soon as the election comes around, the midterms. He's worried about that. He's already even talked about it. So.
Yeah. Well, Rita,
well, it's time. And we also pick it in Winona, Minnesota, because we're right on the border there.
Oh, beautiful.
And
that's
on Monday night. Mm-hmm. And there was over 100 people there this Monday. So sure, we're going to have even more. It just keeps increasing, and we got to.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, very good.
And we've been calling, so make sure you call. Even that goofy Ron Johnson, call him, too.
Okay.
It's time.
All right, Rita.
All right, you
Thank
got
you
it.
Thank you for right. your comments here. We'll
continue to put pressure on him.
And now it's time for a Rocker. Every Saturday night.
I'm the Rocker every Saturday night. Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m., 92.7 FM in Madison. But, hey, we are broadcast also on streaming on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us, or the Civic Media app. So make sure you go to civicmedia.us and find Max Inc. Radio or choose WMDX on the app, and you'll be listening to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m., this Saturday, we have Christopher Harbacker, and he is a Channel 3 reporter, and he does a local music show there.
Really?
And we're going to be talking to him. He wants to reach out to more bands and say, hey, we want to do stories on you, and you got stuff going on. So we'll be talking to Christopher Harbacker, and I have a very special guest coming on this week, Alyssa Engen. And she is actually, her and her husband are trying to adopt a kid.
Okay.
And they started a GoFundMe, and it's a really hard process. We're going to hear about it. Some people have even been giving her a little guff on Facebook where it seems like people are not somewhat compassionate. So we want to talk about this story. Oddly, Alyssa is actually the 911 operator who spoke to my wife.
Oh, really?
The night I had my heart incident at the Gamma Ray Bar. So I got to know her, and I heard her plight, and I said, you know what? We're bringing her on. We're going to tell her story. Because on Max Inc. Radio, you can always hear about people in the neighborhood. We also have interviews with those type people.
Right.
But let's get on to some music, guys. How's that sound?
Yeah, what do you have for us this week?
Katie Scullin. We talked about her last week.
Yeah.
And because she was going to be on Max Inc. Radio live from the Man City. But tomorrow night, January 16th, at COPA at 6 p.m., which is Index Road in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, it's an intimate night of music, storytelling, and connection. She's actually going to premiere her brand new song, Antidote, with a video as well, and kind of do some in-person meet and greet, talking about the song. And she was in live from the Mad City last week here. We listened to the premiere of her brand new song.
That's right.
But we recorded it live right here in the studio with her and Dane DiMattia. And I'd like to play that. So this is a song we recorded on Max Inc. Radio last week. This is Katie Scullin, Antidote.
I'm under the ways that you project. Eyes to the mirror again. Say what I will and you deflect. Is the sky blue? Is it red?
Terrific. Recorded live right in the studio.
Right here in this studio. Yeah. That's right. You know, every week, 8 to 9 p.m., we have a live performer in our studio and record live music and put it out over the radio. So that's pretty fun.
Very cool.
Lonely Proof. It's a band that features Kyle Wrightley, Lo Marie, total people here in the Madison music scene. They're going to be playing with Educational Davis at the Harmony Bar Friday, January 16th. That's tomorrow, 9 p.m. that show starts. And the band Lonely Proof, Kyle Wrightley, he also plays with the Big Payback and sometimes some other bands around here. This is a song from Lonely Proof. This is called Brothers.
The choice is mine alone. Two boys may be brothers. And there's something about the whole thing that just don't feel quite right. Two seconds to make my decision, but the consequences will weigh upon me the rest of my life. Rest of my life. To draw the red line in the sand.
It's got that eerie sound to it.
Yeah. You know, you think, oh, what are these really, you know, mellow band? No, no, they're kind of a rock band.
Right,
so. Lonely Proof, tomorrow night, Friday, January 16th at the Harmony Bar. Check them out with Educational Davis. Last week, you guys remember, we premiered some God's Outlaw, brand new music from them, band from Milwaukee. Formed in 2002, featuring Big Smith on acoustic guitar and vocals, E-Man on electric guitar, and the Boss Man on stand-up bass. They're kind of some rebel country, I guess you call them, or spaghetti western, right?
Right.
The new album, Tales of the Hard Way, is totally a spaghetti western. It's going to be released on March 6th on vinyl, CD, and streaming. And March 21st, they will be right here in the studio, recorded live at 8 p.m., live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. And then, of course, March 28th, it's their vinyl release party, Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Go to godsoutlaw.com to sign up, find all about what they're doing. Right now, I have another brand new song God's Outlaw.
All right.
Nobody's heard it yet. It's a premiere right here on John and Gordy. This is Like a Beast, God's Outlaw.
This restless heart be my only drum, rhythm wild till I get home. Buffalo stampede, the thunder of the night. I'll keep on roaming till I see the light. His eyes on the plain, grassy valley washing out the pain. Settled down, a circle in the dust, on the peace in something they could trust.
But me, I watched him with a hollow in my chest. My heart's not settling.
The wind, it howls, a lonesome sound, like the stars out scattered upon the ground. Like a beast, I'm built for the trail. You see no fences holding in this wild.
Well, I can't wait for that to come out.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And I found a song with banjo.
I know you did.
God's Outlaw.
Well, all right. Last week you played the other song from them. They're just fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole album is great. I mean, it's really well produced. Jeff Hamilton out of Milwaukee, one of Milwaukee's best producers. And it really is a good album.
Okay. Got time for another one or two.
All right. Well, let's go to the middle. Another Milwaukee band that is pretty new right now. Steve Dragonchuk, he was the guitarist from Blame It on Kane. They have a new 5-song EP coming out March 28th. They're at the Uptowner in Milwaukee. April 11th at the Beer Rock right here in Madison on the north side. And April 18th, they will be here in the MDX studios, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. Full band, live, and an interview. It's going to be really good. Let's check out their brand new. This is the title track from their new EP, From the Middle. This is called Reality.
Rusted weather.
Yeah, sounds great.
Aren't those guys
good?
Wow,
yeah. Yes.
The Middle, new the band. Middle. So keep looking out for them. They'll be in Madison, Milwaukee, and playing around the state.
Okay. I think we can sneak another one in here, Rocker.
Are we able to sneak one more?
I think so.
All right, well, let's do it. Take Back the Sun. They are from Fort Atkinson, Janesville, and Edgerton. They actually started as a cover band when they were 11 years old in 2019, and now they're in high school, and they're competing in Rock Onsen. They've actually titled in that before. They played Broadfest and Summerfest, and just crazy, right? They released an album of original songs in 2025, and now they are back with new music. This single is called Dummy.
I'm sick and tired of having the glass in my eyes. I am a fool whose only purpose is
we will continue with Rocker and the Maxing preview in just a moment. Stay with us right here on John and Gordy.
It makes me blind. Put a brick down on the pedal. Can you see who I am?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, we're back for a few more minutes with Rocker and more of the Max Inc. preview. What do you got this time around here, Rock?
Well, you know, we like to talk about things and events that are, you know, happening around Wisconsin. One thing I think we need to talk about is testicles, right?
Of course.
It's the Testicle Festival.
Yes. Yes.
It's coming again Saturday, February 21st, 1 p.m., Springfield Corners. That's out on County Highway P in Dane, Wisconsin.
Just take Highway 12 North and, yeah, come to County P. It's right there.
You're going to run Corners. Into it, right? Yep.
We were there the last 2 years.
You were?
Yeah, 2 years.
You know, the clothes and everything. Riled up band. Pam Yonke, of course, right here from Civic
Media. She was there last year.
The Farm Babe at 4 p.m. and the Lights Out band. But, I mean, you're there.
Yeah.
What goes on at the Testicle Festival?
I'm telling you, they pack this place.
Yeah.
it's a big old country bar with a big back room, you know, the big old hall in the back.
Yeah.
Nice stage. Great country band. Whoever they lined up. Riled Up Band. Oh, Lights Out
Band. And Riled Up Band. So they got a couple.
And all the Rocky Mountain oysters you can stomach.
That's right. They have all kinds of testicle food from bulls and pigs, and they fry it. What do they do? They fry it up. They bread it.
They bread it. Anything you can think of. They cut the testicles up. Because they're,
I thought they threw the whole thing in.
They're very big.
Oh, they have all kinds of food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything like prepackaged type stuff that you can take? It's all
like
fresh or what?
It's like a buffet.
A buffet.
All other side dishes too. I mean, other things.
They do one. I guess the pigs first, right, and then bulls, and then beef.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So they do them separately, and they give you a chance to try both of them.
Yeah, you can try it all out.
I mean, do chickens not have testicles?
Birds do not know.
I'm asking for a friend over here, and I guess he knows.
I don't know, but I think it's Bob that owns the place, right?
I think it is. Really nice people there.
I mean, it's a fun time, and get there early because they'll pack the place.
Bring your pickup truck.
It's a fun time.
There's other food if you don't want to eat balls.
Oh, thank goodness. Now I think I'm thinking about going because I may have to witness this, right?
Yeah, you don't have to eat testicles. Everybody should go. Yeah.
We're going to be there with
and sandwiches and pizza for everybody else.
Yeah, Pam Yonke was just here the other day in the studio. Yeah. We're going to team up there because she brings her crew, and we're going to have our people there, and it's going to be a fun time. We're going to share a booth and have some merch there and give out a few things.
That's right.
A few prizes. Things like that.
Now you wouldn't want to miss this. Be there. Yeah, you have to.
Seriously,
be there,
you should. Everybody should go to the Testicle Festival at least once.
You know, we need to ask Pam Yonke, how she really feels about testicles.
Okay.
But we need to move on, right? We've milked this one about, I think, as much as you can.
We do this in central Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is what keeps us busy.
Hey, everybody's invited, so. Yeah. It's a good time.
Let's get back to music, thankfully.
Yeah.
Shawn Michael Dargan Trio, they were right here in the studio last week. We talked about them, and they came in here, the full band, and played for us Thursday, February 5th. Shawn Michael Dargan Trio will be at the Weary Traveler on Willie Street in Madison, recorded last Saturday night right here in the WMDX studios above State Street, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. This was Shawn Michael Dargan Trio, Dazzle Camouflage. Let me just tell you, I found out something about Dazzle Camouflage I never knew.
What?
It was something that an engineer told the U.S. Navy to paint their boats with the weird stripes on them so that submarines couldn't figure out which way they were going.
Ooh.
So Shawn Michael Dargan wrote a song about it. This is called Dazzle Camouflage. Mm.
Big ships out on the horizon. Big ships all wait offshore. A Commodore, head down, cover your ears, stay alive through the endless barrage, eyes wide with invisible fears, you will survive in your dazzle camouflage. False bow, degree of confusion.
Well, we finally have a theme song to play before we start talking about Dazzle Camouflage again on the show. right? Wow.
That's great.
Really good, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. We got about a minute or two left here.
Different.
Awesome. So. I'll just mention that the Whammy,
yes.
Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, Battle of the Bands, is happening really soon. In fact, tomorrow, January 6th, it's the first night at Oak Brewing Company in West Allis, and that is going to have a few bands, Benjamin Trick, Velvet Love Machines, Whiskey and the Devil. Check it out, the Whammy. You can go to whammy.org, that's WAMI.org, to check out the upcoming Whammy, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Battle of the Bands 2026.
So the next one's going to be January 16th. That's tomorrow.
That's right. And then February 21st here in Madison at the Burr Oak.
Uh-huh.
And then March 13th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha.
Yeah.
And they're going to finish everything up March 27th at Rally Point in Oconomowoc.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Very good. And once again, the Max Inc.
Maxi Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night. Listen to us on the Civic Media Radio Network, streaming on the website or Civic Media app. And we have Alyssa Engen and Christopher Haubacker from Channel 3000 News.
Sounds good, Rocker. Always a pleasure. Good to see
Thanks,
you,
man. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Rock on.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to do it for us. Pete Schwabe and Nightlight is coming up next.
I love it.
What do we have
songs
tomorrow, John?
Well, we got a lot coming up tomorrow. Wow.
Aaron,
what do we too have? Much, a lot of Idiocracy.
Too much to get into.
Really? It's just, no, we're out of time.
We have Dr. Tim Slecker.
Dr. Tim Slecker on at 2:30. Yep. Excellent. Very good. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 5. It's John and Gordy. So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.